I am Phil Nee with a look at sports. School track and field all-conference meets are being held tonight for the Southwest Conference. Richland Center, River Valley, and company going toward Lancaster today, with the first events beginning at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And also, there will be track and field championships hosted by Kickapoo LaFarge at Kickapoo High School, getting underway at 4:30. Looking at baseball and softball from yesterday. First of all, softball, it was Ithaca Weston getting the win against Potosi Cassville 14-8 on Monday night. J.C. Maxwell, the winning pitcher, giving up 7 hits, 8 runs, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Also, the leading hitters were Valerie Bauer, 3-for-5 with a double, 2 RBIs and 2 runs scored. Jaden Boland, 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs and a run scored. Emma Hilby, 2-for-4 with a double, 2 RBIs and 2 runs. And Autumn McBain, 2-for-4 with an RBI and 2 runs scored. In other softball action, it was Dodgeville shutting out River Valley 5-0. Fenimore over Mineral Point 1-0. Iowa Grant got the win against Southwestern 10-0 in 6 innings. LaFarge 10, Kickapoo 4. Royal 11-1 over Hillsboro in 5 innings. Sparta 14, Viroqua Youth Initiative 4. Wazika Steuben beat DeSoto 7-1 in softball. Cuba City 13, Darlington 2. Barneveld over River Ridge 4-2. And Bangor 9-4. Over Cashton. Ithaca won 6-0 over Weston in high school baseball. Played in Cazenovia last night. Houston Boland went the distance for the pitching victory as he struck out 10, walked 2, and gave up just 1 hit. It was the second win of the season for the Bulldogs over the Silver Eagles, and Ithaca improved to 11-1 in the league and 14-5 overall. Weston fell to 6-7 in the Ridge and Valley and 6-9 overall. Senior Keegan Jones knocked in the game's first run with a double in the fourth inning. Houston Boland was 2-for-4 and had 2 RBIs. Derek Franzen was 2-for-3 with a double and 2 runs scored. Makai Ta'alo was 1-for-3 with an RBI. Quintus Banker and Cody Burns each knocked in a run. Isaac Jennings broke up a no-hit attempt with a fourth inning single. He suffered the pitching loss after striking out 4, walking 2, and giving up 7 hits. Weston stranded 4 runners during the day. Houston Boland, the victorious pitcher on the mound for the Bulldogs yesterday, talked about the win and how it felt.
That's a big win for us. It feels really good, especially against a good pitcher like that with Isaac on the mound. We hit the ball well. We played as a team, and that's how we win games.
I think that something overlooked in this game, too, is your defense. And Caden Keller had a whale of a game at shortstop, didn't he?
Yeah, Caden Keller, he's been playing like that all season. Sometimes he'll get down on himself, but tonight's a real reason why he's one of the best players in the conference, defensively and offensively. He'll make plays like that, and I can always trust him.
The Bulldogs came on with the bats against Weston last night.
Yeah, we hit the ball well, especially, I mean, Isaac's one of the better pitchers in the conference, and he has been for the last 4 years. It's always been like that, and we hit the ball well off him tonight. So,
how cool would it be to see Weston again, like you did in 23?
I'm not sure I want to see these guys again, because you never know what will happen, especially playing Weston, because they can all hit the ball, and with Isaac on the mound, even Trevor on the mound, you never know what will happen.
Houston Boland, the WIAA tournament begins next week after this week's seeding meetings. Weston will host Kickapoo on Thursday night for the final conference game of the season. Ithaca will attempt to stay on top of the Ridge and Valley with a doubleheader at Wazika Steuben. In other baseball from yesterday, it was Kickapoo getting the win against LaFarge, 13-0 in 5 innings. Jace Nagel of Kickapoo threw a perfect game in that 5-inning win. Elsewhere yesterday, it was DeSoto over Wazika Steuben, 14-1 in 5 innings. And North Crawford beat Seneca, 9-3 the final score. Westby stopped Riverdale by the score of 9-5 Monday night. Eli Campbell would go 2-for-4 with 2 RBI, while Henry Drone was 2-for-3 with an RBI. Wyatt Schramm was 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored, while Ethan Cagle would add 2 RBI to lead the Chieftains. Riverdale will host Mineral Point tonight before hosting Darlington on Thursday for Senior and Youth Night. Potosi Cassville over Lancaster, 10-4 in baseball. Dodgeville 6, Mineral Point 2. Hillsboro 7-6 over Royal. Viroqua 12, Black River Falls 2. Southwestern 4-3 over Galena. In girls soccer, it was Platteville Lancaster getting the win against La Crosse Logan Luther 6-2, and Wisconsinites Barneveld with a 5-2 soccer win over Dodgeville Mineral Point. On tonight's schedule, softball action, Wisconsin Dells at Richland Center, which we'll have on the radio, River Valley at Reedsburg, Riverdale at Iowa Grant, Fenimore visits Lancaster, Platteville is at Prairie du Chien, Highland at Monticello New Glarus, and also they'll play a doubleheader tonight. Mount Horeb at Dodgeville, Lafarge at Seneca, Viroqua Youth Initiative at Black River Falls, Westby travels to Independence Gilmanton, and Cashton at DeSoto. Baseball action, Richland Center resumes its schedule with a game at Platteville. Lancaster is at River Valley, Prairie du Chien at Darlington, Mineral Point at Riverdale, and Fenimore at Darlington. Iowa Grant is at Argyle Blackhawk. Lafarge is at Seneca. Winnewick Center is at Hillsboro. La Crosse Central at Viroqua. DeSoto at Cashton. Westby at Seneca. And Galena is at Cuba City. In soccer action, Dodgeville Mineral Point is at Richland Center. Prairie du Chien plays at River Valley in soccer. Belleville New Glarus at Wisconsin Heights Barneveld. Fort Atkinson at Reedsburg, Oregon at Baraboo, and Toma at West Salem. The Brewers scored the first 8 runs of the game on the way to a 9-3 win over the Cubs last night. Milwaukee doesn't hit many home runs, but it got long balls from Christian Yelich and Jake Bowers at Wrigley Field. Bowers drove in 4 runs. Rookie Shane Drohan got the win in relief by throwing 4 1/3 scoreless innings. Manager Pat Murphy was pleased with the performance.
Bowers was incredible again. He's been swinging the bat incredibly good, and, you know, Churio and Vaughn, and, you know, Frelick gets the big hit there. Joey Ortiz had a great game.
The Brewers were hitting the ball well.
Good things tonight for sure. We swung the bat against a very good pitcher. We had a good approach, and we did some great things. I mean, Yelly hitting that first ball out of the park certainly makes everybody relax. When your leader's on it, then obviously other guys fall into place.
Next up, Jacob Mizrowski starts today's game against the Cubs. Also, Philadelphia winner against Cincinnati 5-4. Miami over Atlanta 12-0. Mets 16, Washington 7. San Diego 1-0 over the Dodgers. Arizona 12-2 over San Francisco. In the American League, Cleveland 8-2 over Detroit. Tampa Bay 16, Baltimore 6. Boston 3-1 over Kansas City. The Yankees 7, Toronto 6. It was Minnesota 6-3 over Houston. The Angels 2, Athletics 1. Seattle 6-1 over the White Sox. Colorado 7-6 over Texas. In the NHL playoffs, Montreal won in overtime 3-2 over Buffalo. And Victor Wembanyama with 41 points and 24 rebounds. Dylan Harper finished with 24 and a team playoff record 7 steals. And the Spurs beat the Thunder 122-115 in a double overtime classic to open the Western Conference Finals. With sports, I am Phil Nee.